Welcome to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, I would like us to consider the pronunciation and uses of the two words
moral,
spelt
M-O-R-A-L,
and
morale,
spelt
M-O-R-A-L-E.
Moral, morale. Moral is a common word and can be used both as an adjective and as a noun. First, as an adjective. In very general terms, it means
relevant to questions of what is right and wrong behavior, concerning questions of what is right and wrong behavior.
This adjectival meaning is met with in expressions like
moral standards.
Moral standards. And here's a full sentence illustrating its use.
It was claimed by some that moral standards in the country were declining, and that was said to be the cause of the opposition to the churches.
Moral standards were going down in the country, and this was blamed on the churches, and people showed their dislike through considerable opposition to the churches. Standards of behavior with regard to what is judged to be right or wrong were declining. Here's another sentence.
I question her moral judgment in the matter.
I question her moral judgment in the matter. And this means
I am doubtful about her judgment with regard to what is right and what is wrong in this matter.
I can't accept her judgment in this matter. And my criterion is based solely on considerations of what is right or wrong. Here's another sentence.
We are confronted with a moral dilemma. The situation requires our thinking deeply before coming to a decision.
A moral dilemma. A situation which confronts one with the two choices, and in which one's decision should be guided solely by one's judgment of what is right or wrong, and not by a consideration of expediency or partisanship or consideration of personal gain or allegiance to friends. A moral dilemma which requires the speakers and their friends to think carefully before coming to a decision. Another interesting expression is
moral challenge.
Moral challenge. Moral challenge. This is similar in meaning to moral dilemma, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When one is faced with a moral challenge or is morally challenged, one is faced with a situation in which one's decision or action is guided solely by considerations of what is right and what is wrong, not by any other consideration.
Yes. One does not take a decision or act in order to please or deliberately displease.
Moral dilemma, moral challenge. There is also the expression moral grounds. Moral grounds. Here's an example of its use.
I agree that the minister was forced to take a practical decision, but surely he cannot be justified on strictly moral grounds.
Moral grounds, strictly moral grounds. There is hardly any moral justification for his decision, although he may be justified on grounds of expediency or practicality, possibly to save his skin or protect individuals he has interest in.
What about the expression moral fiber?
Moral fiber. This is a metaphor deriving from fiber. Fiber is used to refer to one of the several thin threads out of which plant and animal tissues are made. So, in effect, the basic units out of which you are made.
By moral fiber, then, you mean what a person is made of when it comes to judgments based solely on considerations of what is right and wrong.
Yes, I would agree with you.
I believe that's why we hear sentences like,
"She's a woman of strong moral fiber."
Yes, a woman of strong moral fiber is a woman whose actions and decisions are based solely on considerations of what is right or wrong. She will do what she believes is morally right and cannot be persuaded to do otherwise. Literally speaking, the threads out of which her tissues are made are of such a nature that she cannot be persuaded to act against her moral conscience.
A woman of strong moral fiber. That's a nice expression.
Yes, but more important, it refers to a human character which you and I and all of us should emulate. Kofi, if it is beautiful, you should aim at the character to which the expression refers.
So that one day we can say of you, Kofi is a man of strong moral fiber.
And it would be even more beautiful to hear, Ajo is a young woman of strong moral fiber.
And hopefully, we shall not hear it said of Kofi,
Kofi lacks moral fiber.
No, no, no.
And certainly not.
Ajo lacks moral fiber.
Certainly not.
Now, listeners, you've been able to look at some expressions related to moral, M-O-R-A-L. But we haven't looked at morale at all. We shall examine this word in our next lesson. So please tune in, will you? Have a good day, and goodbye till we meet again. Cheers.